Already this November has been the second deadliest month for U.S. troops in Iraq since the war began. According to a count by the Associated Press, at least 91 servicemen and women have been killed, many in Fallujah, where the U.S. launched a major assault last week.
The fighting there continues. Gunfire rang out through the streets in the southern part of the city today. We'll hear more on Fallujah from NPR's Philip Reeves in a few minutes. First, to one of today's major incidents in Iraq, an explosion in the city of Beji injured some U.S. forces and killed at least 10 Iraqis.
Reporter Alyssa Rubin of the Los Angeles Times joins us from Baghdad. And Alyssa, let's start with this car bombing in the town of Beji, 155 miles north of the capital. It's also, I understand, the site of Iraq's largest oil refinery. What happened there?
Well, it seems that a car bomb drove into a U.S. convoy, and it's still not clear whether U.S. soldiers were killed. They certainly said that three were wounded. There were imagine both civilians in the area and Iraqi security forces as well. Beji's been a very, very turbulent, very difficult place for months, and with a lot of smaller attacks and a lot of attacks on the oil refinery. And also there's sort of the center of the electrical grid for a lot of central Iraq, for a lot of Baghdad. And so there's been a lot of sabotage there as well. Just a few days ago, you may recall, just as the Mosul turbulence was starting, there was a big firefight, and U.S. helicopters were called in, and enormous difficulty. They closed the road, the main road from Baghdad to Mosul around Beji, and people were diverted through the desert. So it's a very turbulent area.
Well, let's talk a bit more about Mosul in the north of Iraq, north of Beji. There was an insurgent uprising last week. Militants took over a number of police stations in the city, and the U.S. began an assault this week to retake control. What's the status now?
Well, today it apparently was considerably calmer. The U.S. did, you know, they've taken back the police stations. A number of police have returned to work. Now, what will happen next is hard to say. It's difficult to believe that it's over because it's just a very strongly anti-government, the current Iraqi government, and anti-American area. And there are a lot of ethnic tensions there. There's, of course, a large Sunni Arab population, but there's also a Kurdish population that has quite difficult relationships with the Arabs in Mosul, and there's quite a bit of competition for power there.
Is the thinking that the insurgents in Mosul may have been militants who fled Fallujah when the assault began there, or is it something more indigenous?
My impression from the people I've talked to up there and our staff who's been up there is that it's mostly indigenous, but that certainly two things are connected to Fallujah. One, people did leave Fallujah and probably went up there, some of the insurgents. And secondly, the very U.S. attack on Fallujah precipitated or catalyzed even more strong anti-American, anti-Iraqi government sentiment and may have spurred the disruptions that occurred.
Alyssa Rubin, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Alyssa Rubin is co-bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad.